Lismore City Council is a strange council. They seem to be more concerned with protecting their jobs than they are with serving the community. It is unclear if this extends to councillors looking to be re-elected, but it is certainly evident in the higher ranks of council. No one seems to want to accept responsibility for a problem and then fix the problem, regardless of how difficult the solution may be. One interesting example involves the Lismore City Council security contractor. There have been various issues in recent years involving this contractor, yet they are still the current security contractor. My involvement with the security contractor and their staff was very minor until an incident I did not like occurred in the street. One of the large male security officers was handling a petite female very aggressively. She had been involved in an altercation with another female, but her actions did not warrant how she was being handled. I asked the security officer to ease up, and he became more aggressive towards her and also very aggressive towards me. He threw her down on the ground and placed his knees and all his weight on her back and neck. He then held a baton torch in a very aggressive manner directed at me while also abusing me after releasing the female. Since the security contractor seemingly did not want to deal with the matter, I decided to escalate the matter to Lismore City Council. I also decided to make some inquiries. These inquiries revealed some interesting points. Lismore City Council was seemingly in breach of the Local Government Act for failing to call for tenders for contracts which had expired. One of these expired contracts was a security contract. A link to a story appearing in the Northern Star will be posted on the Big Rob's Facebook page and on the Big Rob's website. Another point that became apparent was the underpayment of staff by the security contractor. It appears that this issue may have now been rectified going forward, but all staff, current or former, have still not been paid all their past entitlements. Lismore City Council was made aware of this issue prior to running the tender process. Instead of just fixing the problems, the Office of Premier and Cabinet had to be contacted to force Council to call for tenders. I will give you one guess as to who the successful tenderer was. As the months passed, it was clear that there was some animosity between the security contractor and myself, which was flowing through the staff. They refused to assist with any issues in my shop, including problems where the trouble commenced on the street and safe haven was sought in my shop by victims. This resulted in at least one major verbal altercation between security officers, police and me. Months later, the security officer who was so aggressive and pulled out his baton torch was back on the streets as aggressive as ever. Even though Lismore City Council excludes the use of batons by the security contractor, the security officer was never reprimanded about the baton torch because it was also a torch. It was not until he pulled out an extendable baton on a 17-year-old male in Woodlark Street, Lismore, one night and a photo was taken of him holding the extendable baton that he was reprimanded. A link to the photo will also appear on the Big Rob's Facebook page and the Big Rob's website. There was then an issue with the misuse of council CCTV cameras to watch businesses and members of the public. Both of these issues seem to have also been ignored by this council. These were ignored even though one of the security officers took it upon himself to monitor one of my businesses, contact police making allegations that I was operating illegally, and then abandon his council duties, which I helped pay for, to go undercover for the police to try and help them issue an infringement notice against me. This matter is before the court on 23 July, if not withdrawn sooner. A link to some images from council CCTV cameras will also be posted on the Big Rob's Facebook page and the Big Rob's website. The amount of money being wasted on a security contractor to provide street security services when everyone knows security officers have no additional power to any of us in public places is absurd. It would be far more prudent to utilise this money to fund beat police, who would actually work as a deterrent to street crime, and they actually have additional powers when required. You are listening to Big Rob's Rant on 92.9 River FM. Come and join me at facebook.com/BigRobsOz, spelled BigRobsOz, or follow the Big Rob's Rant links on the Big Rob's website at bigrobs.com.au if you would like to make a comment.